is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. I'm now broadcasting from Studio A. To see the lineup for Studio A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest schedule for this program, please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com, where you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites and other interesting links. I also have an email list that one may join to receive a weekly announcement of the scheduled guests and any other special announcements. I have linked it to today's date. For questions or comments during the program, please email spingola1@yahoo.com. I do not access my regular email during the program, so please don't send questions about the program to my email address, deanna@spingola.com, because I don't see them until after the program is over. I will be hosting a debate on the Holocaust on this program on Friday, June 22nd, between Friedrich Paul Berg and Roberto Muhlenkamp. It should be very interesting, and I hope that you will tune into that program. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. He has three websites, naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com, and those are linked on the radio schedule page. Welcome to the program, Dr. Carlstrom. Hello?
Yes, thank you, Deanna. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's been a while since you've been on, and we really had a lot of comments when you were on before, and you were on 2 days in a row, and I've been looking through all of your materials, and I'm particularly interested, in the last update that you did on your series is Crestone, Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order. But I'm also very intrigued with your PowerPoint presentation that is on your website, on the first website, naturalclimatechange.us. And it is one that the listeners can access. And it is entitled, and it's under Geoengineering and Weather Modification, and it is entitled Man-Made Climate Change in the Skies. I don't think that we cover this enough, and I think it's vitally important, because when you think of the drastic changes in the weather and the way that it economically affects people's lives, this is really warfare. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, absolutely. The article you're talking about is a PowerPoint that I put together for a panel discussion that was put together for the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, which is one of the oldest public policy fora in the country. Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com had invited me. I had interviewed her numerous times on radio shows, and she's also got a website, agriculturedefensecoalition.org. So if people want to get educated, I think that is the website they also might want to jot down, agriculturedefensecoalition.org. Rosalind was an agriculture crop loss inspector in California when she noticed that due to a type of geoengineering called solar radiation management, or SRM, that there's actually less sunlight coming to the crops and to the fields and to the plants and the animals and to the people.
Could you hold that thought, Doctor? We do have to take a really quick break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and you were talking about, you referred to Rosalyn Peterson and the situation that she had discovered in the amount of sunlight.
Yeah, well, geoengineering has been with us, it's got an over 60-year history. Most of that is very covert, secret. A lot of it's in the military, and not strictly in the U.S. military. Also, others, such as Britain, I'm sure, goes right back to the beginning. We were talking about this. You mentioned this PowerPoint that I had made. It's on my website, naturalclimatechange.us. It's called Man-Made Climate Change in the Skies or Playing God with the Atmosphere and the Earth. Let me just briefly give my conclusions after some, 60 panels in the PowerPoint, in which I go through the history of inventions and legislation and patents that pertain to these really covert military technologies. My conclusion is, number one, man-caused global warming is a propaganda fraud disproven by reality and the evidence. It serves several purposes, among them the rationale for implementing Plan A-type remedies, which would be Kyoto Protocol-type solutions that would cut back carbon emissions, cap-and-trade systems, etc., and also Plan B-type remedies, which we are hearing more about these days, geoengineering. So, again, the cover story is that, humans are wrecking the climate and causing warming by our industrial activities. The reality is quite different. And that is that the military increasingly has the power to control the weather and create drought, create floods, steer hurricanes and tornadoes. and make earthquakes, all with technologies such as the HARP facility in Alaska, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, or HAARP, HARP. My next conclusion was, though officially denied, geoengineering is our current reality. It is being implemented by governments, militaries, private corporations, and wealthy individuals. It has a long, over 60-year history. It includes many local and large-scale weather modification projects, as well as weather and environmental warfare. These projects are currently unregulated and potentially threaten all life on Earth. We citizens have not been informed or given our informed consent to these projects and experiments. So my next conclusion, there needs to be full disclosure of geoengineering operations to the citizens of the United States and other countries. And last conclusion, national sovereignty should not be surrendered to the United Nations or some other international body with totalitarian aims. A lot of this is coming from the United Nations in their drive to control world resources and wealth. So, yeah, this is a real big topic. As I say, it is secret technology. A lot of it goes back to Nikola Tesla, so it's these technologies and these scientific breakthroughs such as directed energy, HARP-type facilities go back 100 years or more.
Right. And of course, the U.S. government confiscated all of his documents, all of his research, and basically he died a very poor man in a hotel room, and the U.S. government took it all.
Right. Yeah. And the story goes in his biographies, et cetera, that he was to meet with President FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the next day and talk about the prospects of free energy for this nation. He was a very idealistic scientist and a brilliant genius, and he was hoping that his breakthroughs in, he had something like 700 patents, including, radio and alternating current electricity and directed energy weapons even. He was hoping all this would be put to peaceful uses. And, of course, his patents and his writings were confiscated by the military after he mysteriously died the night before he was to meet FDR. So it does seem that, we have a lot of brilliant scientists who over the years, motivated by altruistic intentions, but these very powerful technologies tend to get swept up by military and governments and used, unfortunately, for non-peaceful purposes. So,
now, you presented this paper before the Commonwealth Club.
I prepared it for the Commonwealth Club. It was a panel discussion, so I did not get a chance to really deliver anything. It was more or less a discussion, so I might get a few, points here and there. But people can read it on my website.
And you said that we really need to know about this so that we can, because they are implementing all of this stuff on us, against us, without our informed consent.
Right.
And it is impacting us both environmentally, economically, and in every other way. And yet we don't hear anything about it. So what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to get people aware of this? I mean, all they have to do is look up and see all of the trails that these airplanes are leaving, and yet, there is very little awareness of it.
It's really phenomenal, Deanna. Just last night I went on the Internet. There's a very large – we've got a terrible drought here in the San Luis Valley of Colorado and have had for 10 years. Well, under the San Luis Valley is one of the largest freshwater aquifers in North America, and the fact that there is a drought here is putting some of the ranchers out of business, and, of course, they have grandfather rights to the water. So if they sell out, of course, larger entities can come in and buy up those ancient water rights and then be sitting pretty economically. But last night I went on, we've got some big fires going on. It's very hot. It's very dry and very windy, which is very ideal for big fires. So there's a big fire down in the Gila Wilderness in New Mexico. There's a big fire up near Fort Collins in in Colorado. In fact, the rhetoric is that it's the largest fire in history in New Mexico, and it's the largest fire in history in Colorado. And then you will see invariably on the same article that this is due to man-caused climate change. Well, this is brilliant propaganda, and it may be due in part to man-caused climate change, but it's the geoengineering. It's not you and me driving around in our cars. So this is where you got the cover story, and then you have the reality, and the brilliance of the propaganda offensive is that, you know, we're supposed to blame ourselves for these disasters rather than see the real perpetrators. And there's lots and lots of documents, however, out there for people who want to investigate this. In 1996, the Air Force put out a document called Using the Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather by 2025. And they've been working hard on that. In fact, I think a lot of the billions of dollars that have gone into researching, quote, unquote, man-caused global warming has actually gone to computer facilities like at the National Center for Atmospheric Research and NOAA and NASA. And a lot of that money has spilled over into the geoengineering and the weather control projects, I believe. So, again, you have to start looking at the world that we live in as constructed by Tavistock Institute of Human Relations type of propaganda institutions. Of course, CIA is related to that. So you have cover stories, and then you have reality. We need to look beyond the cover stories. We need to see the realities. We've got to wake up. Bottom line is we've become very, very intellectually lazy, and we've become very skillfully propagandized.
Right. Now, Congress is aware of this.
Yes.
Michael Murphy, who has been on my program before, he is the producer of What in the World Are They Spraying? Yes. And he took his movie to Congress. He gave several copies out to the Congress people who were willing to take these movies, and he never heard back from anyone. And I mean, that tells you exactly who they are representing. They are representing the big corporations that are making money on this. And then, of course, Representative Dennis Kucinich introduced several bills in Congress talking about, the weather and the biological systems. And he introduced a bill concerning chemtrails, and nothing happened.
Yeah. Dennis Kucinich did offer a bill in Congress, I think it was back in 2003, that would have outlawed chemtrails and all kinds of very, very high-tech types of weapons, lasers, masers, all kinds of mind control things, information warfare, amongst other some of the non-lethal weapons, which is what the military has gone for big in the last few decades, and of course it didn't pass. But in that legislation, the word chemtrail was used, even though the Air Force says chemtrails is a hoax and there's no such thing. The Air Force calls it a persistent or persisting contrail. But your question about whether the Congress is aware of this stuff is really pretty interesting, considering that in the last, just in 2010, both the House of Commons in Britain and the U.S. House of Representatives have legislation to regulate and control geoengineering. And they are actually jointly cooperating on this.
Wow.
So they know about it, and they're doing it, and now they're going to regulate themselves, or they're going to pretend to regulate themselves.
Sure. All righty, we do have to go to a break. We'll be right back with our guest today after a word from our sponsors.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Karlstrom. That is K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M. And we're talking about Congress and the fact that they do know exactly what is going on. And you did mention the document. It's a 52-page document that was written by several military experts in August 1996, owning the weather in 2025. So how can these people say they have no knowledge of it?
You know, in my PowerPoint, which is on my website, naturalclimatechange.us, I have a paper trail or a series of policy paper trails. People can look up these documents. Let me just read you a couple of the recent ones here. 2010, Collaboration and Coordination on Geoengineering, authored by the U.S. House of Representatives, the Committee on Science and Technology, and the United Kingdom House of Commons Select Committee on Science and Technology. Another one, 2010, The Regulation of Geoengineering, fifth report, U.K. House of Commons, U.K. Royal Society, Solar Radiation Management Initiative. And again, this is to make artificial high clouds that they do from the spring of the chemtrails that reduces the amount of incoming solar radiation. And again, the pretext here is that humans are causing the climate to warm, so now they're going to have to block sunlight to cool us off. Well, the pretext is completely wrong scientifically. I've got an 80-page paper on that same naturalclimatechange.us website called Disproofs of the Hypothesis of Man-Caused Global Warming and Proofs that AGW is a fraud. Let me read a couple more documents. 2010, Gordon B., Chair Engineering the Climate Research Needs and Strategies for International Coordination, Committee on Science and Technology, U.S. House of Representatives. Also 2010, climate change, quote, colon, preliminary observations on geoengineering, science, federal efforts, and governance issues by the U.S. General Accounting Office. Also 2010, geoengineering, governance and technology policy, CRS report for Congress. 2008, unilateral geoengineering, non-technical briefing notes for a workshop at the Council on Foreign Relations. We know the importance of the CFR in formulating policy for our country. A couple more, I take it back, let me give you a couple important ones here. A lot of this, you know, one of the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations propaganda spinoff organizations in this country has always been the Stanford Research Institute. Here's 1998, a large document called Geoengineering, a Climate Change Manhattan Project. Now, you know, we all know the Manhattan Project was the super secret project back in the 40s in this country, which produced the atomic bomb. So what they've done is essentially another massive governmental science project, very much patterned after the Manhattan Project, which has produced all the geoengineering and chemtrails. They've done this in secret. most people do not seem to want to acknowledge or wake up to this reality. Then, as you say, 1996, using the weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025 is the U.S. Air Force. One more document, 1992, policy implications of greenhouse warming, colon, mitigation, adaptation, and the science base. This is a 918-page report from the National Academy of Sciences, and in that 1992 document, they talk about geoengineering as a solution, as a way to mitigate human-caused warming. Well, again, as a 30-year professor of physical geography, my actual area of research was in paleoclimates and climatology. And I've seen this, you know, man-caused global warming political thing come down the tracks all my career. And I originally thought it was going to be good because it would mean that there was going to be more public awareness of climate and there was going to be more federal funding for climate research. But in fact, what has happened, it has become federal funding for research, which is quite skewed towards a erroneous conclusion. In other words, you're going to, as Richard Lindzen said of MIT, the conclusions were, or the consensus was reached before the research began. And the consensus came out of the UN that humans were changing the climate. And so all the research money went to people, academics, who are willing to prostitute themselves. And I hate to use strong language like that, but I now see it that academics will work for whatever money, grant money's out there. And if the terms of the grant say, oh, well, we want you to research human impacts on climate change, then they will find a way to do that so that they can get the grant money. It's all based on self-interest and making your own career viable. Meanwhile, the guys who research natural climate change, such as myself, are forced to do that kind of on a, you know, on a wing and a prayer, which I've done. But I think I've stayed in the game long enough to see how the whole system has worked. On top of that, my father was a geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, and his field of expertise originally was old rocks, Precambrian rocks, but then he was mapping the glacial history of Alaska back in the 50s and 60s, and he had access to a lot of radiocarbon dating of organic sediments, and he was able to put together a chronology of climate change based on the glacial advances and retreats back in the 50s and 60s that shows cyclical climate change.
Unbelievable. Doctor, we do have to take a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, Dr. Eric Carlstrom. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. You were talking about your father and some of his activities in the early 50s.
Yeah, well, my father, is his name is Thor Carlstrom. He's still with us. He's 92 now. He was a tremendous workaholic and scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He, of course, I grew up, you know, knowing him and knowing that he'd stay up till 2 and 3 o'clock at night, every night almost, you know, putting together maps and reports and whatnot for the USGS. But what his career became devoted to was looking at the cycles of climate change. And he would read articles from all over the world to see, you know, what people in South America were finding about the glacial chronologies, the advancing and retreating glaciers, when and how big and all that stuff. And he looked at every kind of paleoclimatic record that he could find. He's still working on it, although he's got macular degeneration. Now he's got a great big huge screen, but he has to magnify. But bottom line is he came up with, back in the 50s and 60s, in 1961 he did a paper with the Annals of American Academy of Sciences, yeah, AAS, and it was chaired by Rhodes Fairbridge, who I would say is a genius. He wrote five encyclopedias on weather and climate and all kinds of things. But anyway, my dad came up with the conclusion that climate change is cyclical, and he was able to look at the periodicities of the Earth's orbit around the sun, three of them, 20, 40, and 100,000-year periodicities. He also advanced the notion that was built on the work of a Norwegian scientist named Pedersen, showing cycles in the relationship between the Earth and the Moon, giving us climate cycles of 550 years, 1100 years, and then resonances of those numbers, such as, you know, half of a 550 cycle would be a 275, and half of that 139, etc. And he was such a driven, I should say, enthusiastic scientist that he found evidence for these cycles in the climatic, more sensitive climatic records like the Varv chronologies, etc., all over the world. And so he's one of these guys who really, even though most people would say we don't understand the climate system, my father pretty much thought he did. Well, I don't have the level of assuredness or certainty that he has, but I am quite certain it's cyclical. There are many climate drivers. The sun is our main source of energy for the biosphere and for the climate, and we know now that it's a variable star. So the solar constant is not constant. When I first took my first climatology classes in the 70s, we were taught that the solar output was constant. It's called the solar constant. Well, now we know it varies. It's indeed a variable star, like most other stars in the universe. But even more variable than the solar output is the changes in the magnetic intensity of the sun, which has 11 and 22 and 90 year cycles and larger cycles as well. And these seem to affect the atmospheric temperature as well as precipitation. And one way they do that, of course, is to affect the temperature of the ocean, which covers 71% of the Earth's surface and is, you know, thousands of feet deep. So a lot more heat is stored in the ocean than is stored in the atmosphere. And so any kind of attempt to understand the Earth's system, you really have to understand ocean currents. You have to understand tidal currents. And this gets back to the connection between the Earth and the Moon, because, of course, the Moon governs the tides. And so Thor's, my dad's theory was the astronomic theory of climatic change. By the way, that's mostly been accepted now in terms of the astronomic theory of the variations in the Earth's orbit around the sun. But I don't think the part of his theory was the Pedersen tidal force curve theory. That's not yet accepted. It might be in the next 10 or 20 years, or maybe longer. You never know with science. But the bottom line is, yes, the Earth climate changes cyclically. This notion that humans are wrecking the climate or have wrecked the climate by our industrial activities is complete propaganda. The only way that they can make it stick, of course, is they own the propaganda system, which is the media and Hollywood, et cetera. And of course, they fund the research to come up with that conclusion. So we've seen several instances where the world's elite co-opts and corrupts sciences. We saw it with psychology, with a lot of the research into mind control back in the 50s and 60s. I'm researching that now. That also overlaps, I think, we're starting to see with the work of Tesla. There's lots of different names for it, but one of the capabilities of the HARP facility and the directed energy, the radio waves, et cetera, is to actually affect mental processes. You cannot see these electromagnetic waves, but they're all over and around us. And this is one of the biggest, most important topics that I see, is that a component of geoengineering is, and has been known for decades, that can be used for mind control purposes. So when we despair, Deanna, that so many of our fellow Americans are kind of in a coma, we have to consider that this may not be an accident. This may be contrived. We have to look at these mind control technologies that have been developed, especially under the CIA with MKUltra and Project Bluebird and Project Artichoke, the formation of Manchurian candidates, the hypnotized assassins. That's real. I've got three or four books by psychologists who say this was all worked out in the 50s by the top psychologists in the top academic universities and hospitals in this country. And, of course, their research built on the work of the Nazis, and that built on, previous work. So it would appear that the world's elite is very, very determined to control people through mind control, it's a much more efficient way to do it than any other way. And so these experiments are extraordinarily hush-hush.
Certainly. And one of the biggest secrets, too, of course, is directed energy.
Right.
And where they can manipulate weather, as you mentioned before, they can manipulate a hurricane to strike at a particular place. And of
right.
course, we've had this happen in Indonesia. And, I mean, this
Katrina.
Is...
Katrina.
Katrina, absolutely.
Probably, yeah. And earthquakes. They can create earthquakes by sending energy. See, what they've done is with, you know, most people will know that radio waves go and bounce off a layer in the atmosphere called the ionosphere, which is about 50, 60 miles up, where you have a lot of electrical activity, ions, positively and negatively charged particles, will bounce these radio waves back. So, and then, of course, the Air Force has been working on creating artificial mirrors in the ionosphere so that their accuracy can become even greater. So with bouncing radio waves and other extremely low-frequency waves up onto the ionosphere and then back to the planet, any other place on the planet, they can create earthquakes. They can steer hurricanes. It would appear now that they can create tornadoes and steer them. I was at Joplin, Missouri, just this last fall, and I was astonished. Tornadoes never go in a straight line on the ground. They always skip up and down and move in an unpredictable way. That particular tornado moved north-south, 14 miles on the ground, taking about a swath of four blocks and wiping out the homes. I mean, this is... you know, pretty good circumstantial evidence that this is not a normal tornado. I think that we are looking at the implementation of weather warfare sporadically. Again, it's very brilliant because it's totally deniable. They can say, well, nature did it, you know.
Certainly.
But if you look at the statements... there's a guy named McDonald who was a very prominent scientist who wrote a book, paper in 1966 called How to Wreck the Environment. And he talked about these kinds of technologies back in 1966. Again, this has been extraordinarily secret. You don't read about it in the newspaper. And yet, if you start digging, you start to see that these technologies have been with us. And you even get officials who make statements admitting it, you know. So,
right. And of course, say the George W. Bush, or was it George H.W.? I think it was George W. Bush, attempted to get the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency cabinet status, and which all ties into Agenda 21. And do you see a pattern? And now you mentioned Joplin, Missouri, but do you see a pattern where they can take a directed energy or this force and direct it specifically, like you said, these group of houses? And I'm thinking back in Colorado, where they were trying to get rid of the ranchers in order to take over their land. And you mentioned California and the work that Rosalind Peterson is doing. And when we think of California, we automatically think of all the agricultural development there. And you mentioned that they can use weather and lower the absorption of the sun and
the incoming solar radiation. They can reduce that. Yeah.
And in order to affect the farmers there, the ranchers in Colorado, in order to drive them out so that corporations couldn't come in and take over those properties and take over that business, correct?
I really think that's the case. But again, we can see the spraying, and we can see the artificial high clouds that the spraying is making, and we can see how, like in Colorado, here I'm in the San Luis Valley, southern central part of Colorado, we can see that we've had an extreme drought for the last, all of the 21st century, last 12 years, really. And we can see that the ranchers particularly are doing very poorly. the water table has dropped. There are certain farmers that are growing lettuce and potatoes in the southern part of the valley that are pumping like crazy out of the unconfined aquifer with their pivots, and so the water table is dropping to the point where the northern valley farmers, the ranchers, can't get enough feed for their cattle. And so, yeah, they are motivated then to sell. And, of course, other people can come in and buy up that land. And, by the way, we're sitting on maybe the second largest freshwater aquifer in North America. So as that land then gets parceled and bought up by whatever foreign economic interest, then schemes come along to make money off pumping that water. Now, Maurice Strong, he's very, very prominent in the United Nations, and he's the guy who wrote the terms of reference for all the climate change research such that the UN and the participating governments would fund research into climate change. But now climate change is defined by Maurice Strong as the kinds of changes produced by human activity. It's not defined as changes in the climate system which are natural. And so all of the computer models which have been going, and there are many, many of them that use really top-notch computers, all of them have built into their assumptions that there is no natural climate change, that the climate is static until humans come along and start driving cars about 100-some years ago. Well, of course, anybody who studies the Earth's history and climate knows that's absolute nonsense. To assume that the Earth's climate is static without human activity, I mean, that, in computerese, we call that garbage in, garbage out. If your conclusions can be no better than your assumptions, if your assumptions are bad, your conclusions are going to be bad. The second assumption they all make, all the computer models, and a lot of this, again, is coming from Britain, as well as the States, they all assume that CO2, this tiny little gas, which in fact is absolutely essential for all life in the process of photosynthesis, they assume that CO2 drives temperature. Well, that's nonsense, too. So you've got these, you've skewed the research by virtue of defining the kind of research you're going to fund. And this was done by Maurice Strong with a ninth grade education in Canada, is all. And he's the guy who owned the land around here and tried to, in the San Luis Valley, and tried to pump the water, the groundwater, under the valley over to Denver and make another $1 billion. So at the same time as this guy is working in the UN and organizing all these environmental conferences like the Rio Earth Summit of 1992 and the Stockholm Environmental Summit in 1972, and then another one which just happened, or is just happening now, back in Rio, every 20 years, this guy, Mr. Planet, Captain Planet, Savior of the Earth, is raking off, millions and even billions by exploiting resources like water and gas and coal and oil. So once you start looking into his career, you realize the whole thing is a fraud.
Right. I think the New York Times said that he was a custodian of the planet.
Right.
And he owned, 200,000 acres there in Colorado?
Right. Well, what we now have here in the valley, right out where I'm looking right now in the center part of the valley, I'm right on the edge of the valley, is the Baca National Wildlife Refuge. But in the late 70s, Maurice Strong was asked to become a director of what was then the Arizona Land and Cattle Corporation, which had usurped or bought up or whatever an old Spanish land grant called the Juan Maria Luis Baca Land Grant, about 12 miles on a side. 12 square miles, and 200,000 acres. And so anyway, he wound up owning the Baca Ranch and then tried to export the water for, again, making huge profits by selling it to Denver. He was thwarted by local environmentalists, but I personally believe that the water under our valley is so valuable, maybe, hundreds of billions, who knows, because we're right near the desert. So, they charge $10,000 an acre foot for water in Albuquerque right now. And so if you multiply that number by how many acre feet are under the San Luis Valley, you come up with some very, very, very high numbers. I think the UN is still very interested in the water here, and other people are too. And it could be that the weather modification, the geoengineering, whatever, has been a program in the valley to create the drought here. So now we're into the new epoch. We don't know whether the weather and climate that we've had for the last 20 years, certainly, we don't know how natural that is. We don't know how human-made it is. We do know that for 20 years, Project Cloverleaf has been a worldwide phenomenon, and this really is this secret Manhattan Project of global spray.
Right. All right.
By the UN.
Thank you. We do have to cut to a break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. Eric Carlstrom.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, 911nwo.com, and of course, water is essential for life. And if we have, these elites that want to own all the resources, and that is evidently what they are trying to do, they want to own everything, all the minerals, all of the wealth of the planet, and then use those that control that they have over those resources to either get rid of a lot of the useless eaters or just simply control the rest of us. And you were talking about mind control. Do you see the smart meters that the governments, local governments, and federal governments are attempting to install on all of the residents in the country as a part of this mind control?
You know, I haven't really looked into that much, Deanna. You might actually be able to inform me a little bit about those. I know Rosalind Peterson was monitoring that. I can't tell you whether that's mind control or not, but I have looked at a lot of aspects. Would you like to tell me why you think it might be?
Well, anytime the government promises to give you a benefit, we have to understand that it's not for our benefit, but it's for their benefit.
Yeah.
And in as much as they want to put a device on everybody's home that is geared to wear out in 5 years, when the regular meters that we now have on our homes last about 30 years. We're talking major amounts of money going to these energy companies to make this change. And what these smart meters do, it isn't just necessarily the privacy issues, but it is the health issues. And many, many doctors have spoken out about the health issues and about the dangers. I mean, these things are dangerous. And they emit these frequencies, yeah, on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, you know, thanks. Let me just read, one of the many books that I've gotten recently in order to finish my series on the New World Religion are on mind control. It's a book written in 1967, just, 4 years after the Kennedy assassination, by a guy named Lincoln Lawrence, a pseudonym, called Were We Controlled? The Assassination of President Kennedy. And he talks about electronic manipulation of the mind, and I'll explain it in a second. But he also tells the story that one of the best investigative reporters at that time was a woman who wrote kind of a gossip column by the name of Dorothy Kilgallen. And people
well, they
who
murdered
my,
her, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, people who are my age and older might remember Dorothy Kilgallen. She was a crusty reporter. Anyway, she told a friend back in 64, in 5 more days I'm going to bust this case, JFK's murder, wide open. And then on December 21st, 1964, she wrote in her newspaper column, quote, memo to President Johnson, please check with the State Department, the leaders of our armed forces, or our chief scientist to discover what, if anything, we are doing to explore the ramifications of, quote, cloud busting, which is in its refined stages means thought control.
Wow.
And could change the history of the world. We could catch up if someone in command gave the word before it was too late. It was 1964. She died the next year, and it was impossible to tell whether it was suicide or murder.
Okay, we do have to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.